Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for joining us for a quick overview of the Visual Studio 2010 Architecture Tooling Guidance, developed by the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. My name is Willie Peter Schau, and I'm a Senior Program Manager with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. In terms of today's objectives, we would like to ensure that you understand what the guidance is all about, how to get started with the guidance, and to show you a quick demonstration of the infrastructure. There are no real prerequisites for this session other than being familiar with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. For those that do not know us that well, we have operated within the Microsoft Developer Division to promote collaboration between the product groups, Microsoft Services, and the Microsoft Most Valuable Professionals, the MVPs, since 2006. The mission of the Rangers team is to accelerate the adoption of Visual Studio with out-of-band solutions for missing features and guidance by removing adoption blockers. The guidance discusses scenarios of using Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate, primarily focusing on the modeling tools to help you understand the tooling and ensure that your software system meets the expected requirements. A key focus is on finding practical ways of effectively using Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate and other tools to create a new or revised design as part of the application lifecycle management. The guidance is based on scenarios which include understanding and exploring an existing solution, validating an existing system, establishing traceability from design artifacts into requirements and code, and finally, to start a new solution from scratch. These are common challenges that any analyst or architect faces. The intent of the guidance is not to give you an in-depth tour of the product features, but to present you with examples that show how these tools can aid you in common scenarios and to provide you with practical guidance and checklists. In addition, the guidance discusses the importance and options of creating a collaborative environment, which is important to understand the problem domain, and to transparently communicate findings and decisions with all stakeholders. The other artifacts, such as videos, quick reference posters, and especially the hands-on labs, are based on the guidance and geared to provide quick reference of and a guided tour through the guidance. If you are looking for the practical guidance, the hands-on labs, the videos, or the sample source code, then you should visit our CodePlex site, which offers the latest builds of all the artifacts. The Visual Studio Gallery site is where you will find the Visual Studio 2010 extension, which integrates the Rangers architecture tooling guidance and supporting automation within Visual Studio in support of the integrated development environment dream. Let's have a quick look at CodePlex and the Visual Studio Gallery site. When we are on the CodePlex homepage, you can find Rangers solutions by simply doing a search for Rangers. Scrolling down, we will find the Architecture Tooling Guidance Project. On the site, we can find an overview of the project, collaborate with the Rangers as part of the discussions, raise issues with the issue tracker, explore the sample source code of the guidance extension, and download the various artifacts. All the artifacts are currently available in English and the architecture guidance in Spanish as well. When we are on the Visual Studio Gallery, we can similarly find Rangers solutions by searching for Rangers. The Visual Studio Gallery offers the guidance extension as a download. Once you have installed this guidance extension, you can select the architecture guidance in the architecture menu. This lights up the guidance within the IDE, and with Release 2, the extension also introduces the hands-on labs, and solution generation automation based on the guidance. Take some time to explore the guidance within Visual Studio using the menu in the Guidance Workflow Explorer and the guidance content in the guidance browser. Make sure that you watch the other videos as well, which are focused on demonstrating key features of the guidance and in particular how to extend the guidance extension. To conclude, here are some references. If you are interested in the Visual Studio ALM ranges and or our solutions, please visit us on MSDN on the ranges landing page. If you have questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us. Thank you for your attention.